views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's interesting this week. We're still, keeping up with all of the updates to technology. So we are still, of course, backing up three times. So we want to welcome you, whether you're watching our video live stream, and you can check that out at jenroyster.com. Just hit the talk show page at the top. And you can also go to YouTube and just search for Jen Royster, and we have it right there. We also have the video live chat on both sites. So welcome if you are going to be with us that way. Now, we're also live audio streaming with our station, Transformation Talk Radio. That's our network, and WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. So welcome to all of you that might be driving around in your cars up in the Northeast listening to our show. What are we about? We're about a metaphysical perspective approach to life, the energy behind everything that we experience. That's really the basis of metaphysics. It's all about the energy. That's a very passionate aspect of my work in energy healing. And when I really dive in and discover more and more with that, the more it makes logical sense to me. And it's getting away from what we might see in our physical world to becoming a creator in changing it to what we want, and not just what we want, what we are. It really isn't what we want, it's what we are. Our energy is everything. The energy behind everything you experience is everything, and it matters. And that's what we're going to explore today. I want to help you with that because when I was doing, and I always do this, I kind of go into meditation and ask for that guidance of what to share with you each week on the show. It was all about the energy. And of course, the angels are with me every single week, whether that's in the title description or not. But we're going through big changes right now. A lot of you are feeling it. How many of you out there, just think about this to yourself, how many out there were feeling yesterday? That was October 10th. Well, we're broadcasting here on the 11th, but how many were feeling this either very, very tired, or maybe a little melancholy, or maybe you just feel like, wow, where is my energy? It's completely drained. Or you might have been having insights or just the opposite, but think about it. Yesterday was a big day. I've been getting the 10-10 angel message quite a bit since this year began, and it wasn't one that I usually received. I receive a lot with numbers with them because they communicate through the meaning of numbers and the energy behind numbers. They also communicate through words and letters and nature. For me, I just tap in and connect to all of it, and I can put basically the decipher code down to what they are reaching out to say. And I had been receiving that quite a bit. Last night, visions, serious, crazy visions that, because I was thinking about, we're going to talk about energy today on the show, and the visions were visually seeing. Now, if you look at science, if you look at a physical object, it moves, the atoms and all that move and vibrate, and nothing is actually still when you really look at it at that level. I was seeing everything in my experience, in my reality, in a vibrational movement. People, objects, myself, I went, oh my goodness, I'm starting to see the energy a little bit deeper, like through a magnifying glass. And being intuitive, you're connecting and tapping into a lot of that, and you're feeling it, of course. But this was very powerful, showing me that, yeah, we're really in the transition. We're shifting. We're shifting. I know that I'm focused on living in a 5D, that's fifth dimension experience, that is moving past. It's a higher frequency of your energy. So we have talked about that before, and we will start to talk about it more. Very important right now, because third dimension is, you know, we know what that is. It's that very physical, the fear, you know, the worrying, the fretting. Oh my gosh, all the gloom and doom. There's another option out there now. There is. But if we're focusing on everything that's going wrong, we're missing it. You're completely missing it. And I want to give you opportunity to explore that side, which is absolutely amazing. So in this episode, we're really going to tap into a whole lot of ways that your energy matters. For example, if you're stressed a lot, that's in your energy field, because if your energy is fretting, worrying, stressed, that is what is resonating from you. We emanate this energy, whatever we are. We can want a different energy all day long, but what are we resonating? What is the energy field putting out? That is very connected to deeper, going inward, really exploring, not avoiding. And if you find that the reality around you is not what you care to experience anymore, and you're really ready for something else, we have to put the fear aside. And what's happening right now, this month is so crazy with the energy, really pushing those things right in front of us so we can truly experience a better life. It's putting things into our experience that we can shift it and we can make a choice, like no more with that. Oh, what am I? I don't know if you guys can hear that. Let me see if I can get it. I'm having a lot of texting coming through, and we can't do that right now. So there we go. We will get back to that. So energy is everything, okay? It's the root cause of if you're healthy physically, if you are feeling your emotions emanate, because what we put out is what we're telling the universe, the divine, this is what we want. Because we can make choices with our free will. We can make those choices. I love working with the angels on a regular basis because they support us. And they support us in connecting to the divine that is connected to us, our higher self. They help us do that. So here's the interesting thing with the way the energy is shifting right now. And yes, my heart, my compassion goes out to everything going on out there. Yes, it's tough. I know. And it's gonna happen because I don't know how to explain that, except there is that very sad, dark part of life, but there's also a very bright light side of life. And what we can do to empower ourselves, our lives, and put out a better energy into the world is bringing our focus back to something much higher in frequency, much brighter. We don't have to be afraid. When we put that aside and we raise to a higher frequency, that's what energy metaphysics is all about. When I've always felt this, and the angels have always guided me, but when I really started digging in to this type of work. It became the major priority in my healthcare. Yeah, it became what my healthcare, not just, medicines and, the physical things you can do. Absolutely, we have things that are going on and you have to tend to that. That's because that energy has always already manifested physically. What we want to do is stay in a higher frequency, remove those lower energies that our body just follows the energy that it resonates at. Your body is just a vehicle. It's just going to respond to that. And not everybody is on board with this. And part of it is being patient with the thoughts and perspectives that are not, because they, they'll come around when they're ready, or they will bring to the table when they're ready to. Not everybody's going to be on the same page with this. This is very passionate for me. I'm not hesitant to tell you that, because when I go to the energy first, my health follows. So whenever I have anything going on, that's the first place I look. And I've noticed that I don't go weeks and weeks and weeks with something serious anymore, like a bronchitis or anything. It's more moving into a day or two and we're done. Let's move on. There's no more wasting time with all that suffering. So we're going to explore that today. This is all about the energy behind everything. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to keep diving in to how you can tune into a higher frequency of energy and change things in your life for the better. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com. Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio, featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
1230 WBLQ.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the energy behind everything we experience, everything we feel, our healthcare, what our lives present to us, our realities. So with that, let's start with one thing that I want to share. Because there's so many changes happening right now, what that is, in a nutshell, is fifth dimension or higher frequency living is already a choice here. Earth is doing that. This is metaphysics, okay? When we look at this perspective, Earth is already resonating and moving there. It's purging out. You can see that with everything we've seen in the news, right? It's purging out all the lower dense frequencies. They come to the surface to be dealt with. Now, on an individual basis, that's happening as well. So if you've been feeling a lot of intense things, or maybe things that are old that you've just been dragging around with you for years and years, things like that, if that's been happening to you lately, then it's coming to the surface to identify itself to you so you can go head to head with it and say, enough's enough. It's time to put this one down. I'm done. And it's a way of forgiveness. It's a self-love, really. It's every time we don't avoid and go through what life is trying to show us, we raise our frequency. And that's the goal. More you have self-love is very important right now, because that self-love is not selfish. It is how you tap inward. It is how you clear these energies as they come to the surface for you individually. It's how you begin to resonate who you are at a higher frequency versus the lower one, the one that has all the pain and the suffering in it. That's what you're putting out into the world. You see, so self-love is not selfish. Self-love is allowing that higher, amazing frequency, that higher self within you that is part of the divine, to shine bright, to lead the way, to show you what, where your happiness is. I mean, it's being connected to the truest part of who you are at the very essence of everything you are. And that is all about an energy, really. So in metaphysics, what we like to do with energy is shift our focus when something is more negative or fearful or dense energy that's lower. Because the rule of thumb with that, I guess you could say, is whatever the lowest one is that you have that's hanging around is the one that you will register in. So it's important. Now, this isn't to beat yourself up every time, oh no, I just got freaked out about something or I'm worrying. It means with intent, when you catch it, like, oh wait, I'm doing it again. You stop and you go, no, we're not going to do it that way anymore. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to be fretting and worrying about what ifs and what mights and all this energy draining about something that may or may not happen. Most of the time, it doesn't. Now, within yourself, these are very personal questions you want to ask yourself, because everybody's going to have something different. Of course, you'll have other people that you can relate to. But recently, with the energy in October, it's been giving us even more, it's more of a boost to help us identify that. And here's the thing that I really want everybody to hear. Nobody is going to do this better than anybody else. I know. Nobody will do it better than you. No, there is no competition in growing on a soul level. Doesn't that feel good to actually think about that for a moment? We are all ascending in different ways, different perspectives. There's lots of different routes to the same destination. You will go through what is in your individual journey, and you will experience it that way. Nobody's doing it better than you. You're not doing it better than anybody else, including myself. I mean that. Just because I'm here talking to you about this doesn't mean I've got it better than you. Absolutely not. We have to keep this real and true. And it's coming in so fresh and new, not even daily, by the hour. It's constantly shifting and changing, that I had to really shift and change all the plans that I even had for this year. And I was like, you know what? I've just got to ride this as it's working in itself and unfolding. Yes, you're proactive when you see something in your life, but it doesn't mean just, oh, let me wait till it settles down. I really want to address that as well. Don't go there. I'm recommending that you don't. Don't just wait till it settles down, because it's not going to settle down. We're going through a major frequency shift here in living, in lifestyle, in reality. And you want to partake in that. You chose to be here, so don't miss it out. I mean, the whole journey and the whole process of arriving into that higher frequency is all the experiences in between. Everything, the challenges, the life lessons. So when the challenges and the tough stuff comes up, look for the lesson. Number one, when you find that you really have a desire to change in your life, that's your higher self nudging you. The angels, I ask them to, you know, when I feel like, okay, I can feel something, they actually just validate what I'm already feeling. That's trusting your intuition. So I will also ask for support when I'm feeling wiped out. Okay, I need to attend to what's draining me, what's going on. Sometimes that stuff sneaks up on you and you have to address it. Absolutely. You might find in your spiritual awakening that everything you used to love doing, not so much anymore. You feel a little bit different about it. You might feel like, oh, I don't know if this is, I don't love this like I used to. And you might find that you're being drawn to new and different things. You'll find, you really know when you're on track, when you start having that desire to clean up and detox things out of your life that you know aren't so healthy. Maybe you want to eat better. Maybe you want to start exercising better. Maybe you just want to, you know, experience things in life that are a little less, you know, intense. You'll find that you don't even enjoy, you know, maybe even a movie that you used to watch. Intense stuff. And now it's like, I just don't enjoy being scared to death anymore. That for some people that's not even going to affect, but some people, that's how they'll feel it. Whatever you are feeling that nudge in, it's so important that you make that a priority right now and listen to it. Listen to it. It is going to direct you and guide you in the perfect route that'll help you find your way through this to higher frequency. Now, we'll go into some of the other individual things that can happen with that. For example, with some of the strong energies that have been coming in recently, you might find that you're having more headaches, a little more dizzy. Some people are noticing a vertigo type feeling, but there's nothing physically wrong. Clumsiness, or you just feel like you don't have your feet quite on the ground. Those are big clues right there. When you know you're physically okay, but why am I experiencing this? It's a bit of an ungrounding feeling when it feels like the earth is crumbling underneath you. That's because you're feeling the old dimension leaving. And for it to leave, it has to dissolve and crumble away, so to speak. And we're talking about your own individual experience. You'll find friends and circles change. Relationships will go through quite a bit if they were joined, or you know, you created those in a different frequency and now you're not in that anymore. That's not a necessary. That actually can be so they can keep their journey the way they need. But we're dealing with, can I let go? Can I do that? This is an individual choice. And when you're ready to do that is when you'll put it down. When you're ready to not let fear run you. Guess what? Fear's an energy. Fear's an energy. In metaphysics, anxiety, panic attacks, are the physical expression of fear, an energy. So when you kind of pull it apart and you really look at it, it's like, oh, it's just an energy. Then I can change that energy. And it's your choice. It's your energy field. Nobody else. It's yours. You can do that. And you can see I get really passionate about energy. And it was taking a bit of a risk. I had to go there. I had to not be afraid. Technical equipment would act up today. It's been interesting. And we've been flexing and readjusting with that. But it's all about the energy right now. It really is. The angels say that every week. Archangel Jophiel has been coming through for several weeks now. When you feel or you feel like you need a positive boost, call on Archangel Jophiel to bring you some positive, you know, inspiration, just to get you smiling again at something. You know, it's okay to chuckle and laugh when mishaps happen, like, you know, lightening up, so to speak. It doesn't have to be perfect. This is an experience. It's all so brand new to all of us. So with that, we're going to take the short break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on about some other aspects with this. And we're also going to go over some tips before we end up, you know, in the hour, about how you can find your way to start working with this higher frequency energy. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back after the break.
Ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net for show days and times.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching our live video stream. You can check that out and our live chat that's going on and all those that are in there. And welcome to everyone there. At jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, just click on the talk show page at the top and you'll be right there. Now, we're talking about the energy behind everything. So right now, I want to take your attention to your personal power. Very important right now as we're going through the shift. When you're in a higher frequency, you have your personal power intact. It's full on. You are good to go. There is confidence. There is no second guessing yourself. There is no waiting for that power to come from someone else or a group or whatever. We are shifting in a big way from waiting and expecting, and this has been hundreds of years of this, waiting and expecting our power to be awarded to us, given to us from outside of ourselves, from, you know, like your job or approval from a group or family, or, you know, that was all, well, I need to do this for them. I need to do this for, they'll accept me if I do such and such. And it's kind of an approval thing that I'm not saying rewards and, you know, kudos for doing a good job is a bad thing. However, when that is your sole purpose and you're not even acknowledging your own approval of yourself, it's lost. You've lost your power. That's self-neglect, not self-love. Self-neglect won't get you there. Not with this energy. This energy is bringing it to the table to accept yourself. And it doesn't matter if it comes from somewhere else. It doesn't matter if there's a reward. It does not matter. Doesn't mean you're going to be in dire straits or in all that. Doesn't mean, oh, well, I need my financial reward. All of that plays out when it's aligned on the inside. That's a big one to wrap your brain around. Because with this kind of energy, yes, you can attract all of your needs being met and more. But we don't make it the focus of everything. Well, I need to do this to make more money. I need to do this. I need to do this. It's more when you see yourself and you can embrace, you know what? I'm fantastic. I am. This is just fine. I'm happy. I'm doing what I love. It will fall into place because of many ways, not just. Yes, I know. And this, for some people, they're not quite right. You'll have to do that because happiness to me is, it's more important to me. You know, money, but it's so shifting. It's shifting and changing so quickly these days that I don't even really know, you know, in 6 months if that's even going to be. So I don't know how anybody could really know everything because this is so new for all of us. So all of us that are, you know, in this, what I'm doing is, you know, I make it a point, and this is my life's work and my life's passion, to study and share and explore this. And I love the fact that it's looking for that brand new, fresh way to approach something, a new perspective, a new everything. I just absolutely love that. I love that it's changed. It's not, I mean, and you'll know it because things that you used to do and the way you approached it, it just isn't the same. You might try to go back. You go, well, I was happy when I did this. And so you'll try to go back and reset it up, and it's just not the same. However, what if it's something like this, like you used to, I don't know, you used to do something with, like, maybe play the piano or something. I don't know. I'm just coming up with something. And you used to love it and love it and love it. Maybe it's time to try a different genre of music, or, you know, maybe look into writing your own. Maybe it learning a new instrument, you know, something like that. Maybe it's music. I'm just using that as an example. Sometimes it's, yes, you were on track. Maybe you kind of got off track there for a bit. You got to come back on track, but maybe explore it in a brand new way that you're not familiar with. I highly recommend that. That's another one of the tips I'm giving you in this one. The tips are kind of flowing through here and there, but that's important. If you keep doing it the way you know and it's in your comfort zone, you haven't put yourself in a place of learning and growing. So for an example with what I do, because I love to paint, I will paint with my non-dominant hand, or I will explore a medium that I'm very unfamiliar with. I have no idea how to use this, you know, type of paint or clay or whatever. And I explore something I don't really know a whole lot about. Oh, that's so fun. It really takes the perfectionism out of the equation, and now you will make some progress. It's huge, huge. And we do painting on this show as soon as we can get more than one camera working at one time. So, guys, I haven't forgot that. That's just been part of the challenge. I need just to do that, and I can't wait to get back to it. But that's something I wanted to share with you. So, like, say in music, maybe you're great at piano, then learn guitar or saxophone or something you don't know how to play. Maybe you've always sang but never written your own music. Maybe you don't know how to read music and you just play by ear. How beautiful and what a gift. You could get some of the technicalities down so you could feel like you're exploring a little bit more. You could learn things like that. Those are just two from arts, okay? What if you're a writer and you always wrote nonfiction and kind of feel like, well, that might be fun to write fiction. That might be fun to write a different thing altogether. What if you garden and now you want to learn how to do organic garden? You always gardened, but now you're trying to learn how to do it and have a productive crop organically. That is a challenge in itself, right? But it's worth it because it feels good to know that you're putting that energy in. I got so excited the other day because I love gardening too, and I'm very much the all organic, non-GMO. I love being as healthy as possible with that. And I do it with my flowers and everything outside. So it can get challenging. You got to keep up, you know. But I've noticed all of the natural things coming into the yard and living here. We have praying mantises all over the place. That's a natural thing to control the bugs, you know, the pests. I don't even like to call them pests. They have a purpose too. We have, you know, the ladybugs, all the things that kind of naturally take care of it. I have, they're everywhere in my little yard. And I love it because they're not going to be around if you're putting a lot of pesticides out. But it took me a few years of trying to get the scope of that, to get that, you know, worked out and to be better at that. And every year I'm learning something new. It's drawn in the angels that protect nature, which are called fairies, actually. And they let me know they're there. And I tell them, thank you, you know. And so the connection to nature is stronger because I got rid of the things that lower the frequency in nature around me. even in a potted plant, everywhere. Just think about it. So these are little examples of how you can get past your own blocks and raise your frequency, because as soon as you forget about being perfect and you start smiling and laughing at, oh, I tried that and missed. Oh, let me try this again. Oh, okay, that was funny. Look at how that turned out. And actually start lightening up and having fun like you did when you were a very young child. Think about that. Like young children, they're just pure in their joy. If you didn't have a childhood like that, then think about the ones that you see around you that are. Go there. Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're going to go into your joy. And guess what? Now you've raised your frequency. You're going to raise the energy level, because the more joy, the more laughter, the more that comes into your field, it pushes out the lower. One of the best ways to raise your frequency and clear out the clutter of the old stuff. Think about it. Now we'll go over a few more tips when we come back, but that one alone is probably one of the most productive things you can do. Take a break from some of the toxic stuff you might watch on TV or read in the news. You know, if it's really pulling you down and you find yourself, you're just getting all caught up in that, take a break. Find something more upbeat and positive. If you're watching or listening to this show, you're doing that. That's what we want to do here. We don't want it to be about all that. We want it to be about something. Let's think about the positive. Let's get our focus over there. The more you focus on the beautiful things in life, the beautiful things in humanity, the beautiful things in you, you name it, it's going to raise your frequency and you're going to be a different person. You're going to start to be that, you're going to resonate who you are in a higher, happier, beautiful way. And that is allowing divine love to just be who you are. Your health will shift and improve. And we'll go over some things to get you started that are basic needs with that, you know, here and there. But let me tell you what. We've had two tips so far. It's not about approval from something else. It's about you approving of you. Got to take a break. When we come back, we will power on with our last segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Name one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. 1230 WBLQ. And welcome back to our last segment. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about the energy behind everything we experience and how we can raise that frequency and how we can clear out the clutter of a lower, denser frequency and start to experience a fifth dimensional lifestyle, which is no more of the fear. You're in your own self-empowerment. There's nothing to fear. There's just nothing. It's living a happy life. I mean, gosh, we just have to choose it. Now, before we run out of time, something I want to share with you that will address everything that you have going on. If you are feeling this shift emotionally, if you're feeling this in your health, this is going to be something that doesn't cost you anything and something that you can do. And I recommend, honestly, a couple of times a day right now because the energies are so strong and it's happening so fast. It'll help you not feel overwhelmed and help you stay on top of it. Just take that. And it is meditation, meditation, meditation. I know you're like, oh, meditation. I don't know how to meditate. Okay, 5 minutes, you'll start to enjoy that little bit, okay? If you have a bathroom on a bathroom break at work, outdoor, do it. It's your space, okay? It doesn't matter. I want you to think about, because we're moving from a lower frequency earth to higher frequency, and you want to shift that so you can draw in the higher frequency life and reality and existence, okay? Think about a big move. Say you're going to move from this household to another, and it's a major move. Maybe it's across the country, another, you know, whatever. Maybe you're doing a big major move from one household to a new. What are you doing when you do that? Most people are packing up and sorting and maybe giving away, having a garage sale, whatever. They're clearing out things they don't want to take with them into the new. Okay? That's what you're doing energetically. You're moving house. You're moving energy, your energy into a new house. It's kind of like, so here you have all this extra stuff you're going to get rid of. You have three times the trash you put to the curbside when you're moving, or you're taking to a dumpster, or you're giving away to somebody in need, or something like that. You're recycling it back out there. Somebody, that is going to be a gift to somebody else where they are on their journey. Think about that. However, when it comes to your energy, you're doing something very similar. You are leaving that third dimensional to go to a higher, and you got to pass through fourth. Everybody goes, why are we going third to fifth? There is a fourth. Fourth is the transitional dimension where, I know, it is. A lot of you are in fourth, and you probably go back and forth between the three here and there, and you see different things. So the more you release those lower frequencies, which are the clutter and the dense stuff, the trash, think about the trash or the things you want to get rid of when you're moving out of your house. That's the energies you're looking to let go of. You can't take them into the fifth. It won't work. It's not going to work. It can't. So why hold on to fear? Why hold on to all these old beliefs that have not done you any good all this time? Now, if that's not logical, I don't know what is. So when you do a meditation, take 5 minutes and close your eyes and simply put yourself into a beautiful light that, you know, if you think of it just coming through the top of your head, flowing all the way through your entire body down to the tips of your toes, tips of your fingers, it'll go through all the chakras. And ask, if you're not familiar with this, don't worry about that part. You can learn about that as you go. But you can ask the angels to clear anything toxic that's affecting you, keeping you anchored down lower. Do it a couple of times a day. Honestly, that's what I'm doing too. After you do that, I highly recommend you putting up a protection, and that all you're doing is doing it with your energy. Put up the intention of a protective shield all the way around you, completely inside of it. There's no open gaps, and nothing can get to you that's lower frequency. You're completely shielded and protected. When it reflects off the outside, it's reflecting back, transmuted in love to send it back. And we're not sending it back the same way it came to us. We're sending it back transmuted in love. That's my favorite part, honestly. Because the more love we send out there, the better. Absolutely, the more love we send out. So when you're doing that, think about that household move. Think about what is it that you don't want to take with you? And think about what you can't take with you. I mean, every living experience is different. If you relate that to how you're going to clear out your energy field, you're going to be right on track. Remember, it's accepting yourself, not coming from outside of you. You don't need the trophies and rewards and all that. That was the old way of doing stuff. You don't need that. You need to accept yourself. Now, if you feel like everything in your world is falling apart, okay, you're in the midst of major transition. You're in the midst of all the old falling away. If you had quite the toxic experience, or you had a very anchored into the third dimensional lifestyle, you might see a lot of things happening right now because it's moving so fast. There's some that have been gradually doing this, but if this is brand new to you, it's like, oh my goodness, can it slow down and let me catch my breath? I can't tell you that it's going to slow down, but you won't move on until you're ready, because it won't make you go where you don't want to go. You could absolutely stay wherever you are. I'm talking to the people that are ready for a shift and a change, and they really want to anchor into this. Take your power back. Approve of yourself. Keep it cleared. Do those meditations to detach. And then when you are shown and you feel those nudges to do something, now's the time to act. If you feel like, okay, after a few of these meditations and clearings, I really feel like I need to make some major decisions, and I need to leave this or leave that, and I need to move in this direction, now's the time. This energy is supporting you to do that. The Jupiter energy, you know, quickly in astrology, Jupiter energy just came in with this moon influence or this energy influence in October. And that one, if you look at the energy of that one is positive for, you know, great things coming. You know, a lot of people look at that, at the astrology people call that the lucky one, because you have all the good stuff coming in. Well, you want to grab onto that, or you might miss all that. I would say, don't miss this. And let me tell you, if you're really one of the skeptics, what's it going to hurt to close your eyes and think positively for 5 minutes, and it doesn't cost you anything? Nobody's trying to do anything to you. If you have felt like life has cheated you or betrayed you in big ways, you're going to go back and forth with that. And you're like, I don't want to be made a fool of. This isn't about anybody else. That's worrying about what everybody else is approving of, isn't it? So think about that. And that's what we got. Now, we went over a lot and I'm out of time. I could keep going forever, but I'm excited about this for you and I'm glad we're here today. And I want to thank you for listening to the show and watching on the video live stream. Thanks to everyone that was there. And we will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.